Welcome to Building Your T-Shirt Empire, powered by ShirtAgency.com. Get ready to take a trip inside the apparel industry for the best tips, tricks, and interviews. And now, here's your host, Cole Lundstrom.
Hey, I'm here with Carissa from Bella Canvas, and tell us what we're going to do today, Carissa.
Hey, Cole. Glad to have you. So today we're going to give you a tour of the Bella Canvas warehouse.
Awesome.
We're going to walk through our cutting floor, our sewing floor, and our warehouse where we have all of our units on our floor.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it'll be awesome to show you how we do everything on the back end, so let's get to it.
Perfect.
So it all starts with our greige goods, and greige goods is raw fabric before it undergoes the dyeing process. So once we receive the greige goods, we send it to one of six dye houses here in LA.
Wow, that's amazing.
We use newer, more efficient dye machines. Our machines save 7 times less water than the average clothing manufacturer, and we're saving 24 million gallons of water a week. So we're saving a ton of water. And any water that we do use goes through a filtration process for it to be recycled.
So at Bella Canvas, it's a really big deal to stay eco-friendly.
Yes, and the water reduction really just ties back to our eco-conscious mindset. But also, you'll notice as you're walking through each warehouse that we have here, we use solar panels to power all of our energy through our cutting and sewing floors. We use motion sensor LED lighting and skylights through each building, and we have electric car charging stations to encourage all of our employees to go green. We recycle all of our excess fabric.
Yeah, so speaking of the fabric, this cutting room is massive. How many cutting tables are here?
So we have about 25 cutting tables on our cutting floor right now, and we're expanding. So we're gonna build 25 more cutting tables within the next year. So that means we'll have a total of 50. So we're cutting a ton of fabric right now, but just imagine what it'll be like when we have 25 more cutting tables.
Yeah, and just since everyone can't see this, These tables are, I don't even know how many feet long, like 200 feet long or something?
Yes.
And they're stacked how many pieces of fabric deep on each table?
So we have about 150 layers of fabric, and that's how many layers of fabric it cuts through at a time. And we're cutting about 400,000 pieces a day.
Wow.
And as you can see, there's so many different colors on every table. So we're cutting different fabrics, different colors at a time.
So each one of these, tell me a little bit more about these cutters. These cutters have, I'm guessing, some sort of laser system?
Yes. So going back to our eco-conscious mindset, Everything that we use is used through, everything that we cut is cut through a computer system. So all of our patterns are uploaded into the computer system, and our cutter is guided by a laser and cut with a really thin blade, but it's tracing everything that's in the computer system.
Okay, so we it's don't actually use, a blade, but the laser
it's
is
It's actually a blade, but guided
guidance.
By a laser.
Yeah, this thing looks like an incredible piece of equipment.
We're working to advance our technologies daily, but we used the most efficient cutting machines that are out on the market right now.
And just so people know, what are like smaller facilities doing? Are they cutting by hand still?
Some might be cutting by hand, yes. I mean, the ones that are as big as we are, I'm sure they're doing everything by computer systems, but still some people will do it manually. You know, when we first started, it was done manually. And what's so amazing about this system is that we're using no paper, we're wasting nothing. Patterns are all inputted on the computer system, so everything's traced through the computer system.
So you were saying that you guys are eco-friendly with your fabric. What's happening to this waste?
So everything that isn't being made into a tee is being picked up daily, and it's repurposed into baby bibs or stuffing for upholstery. So nothing goes to waste.
Wow. So after this cutting room floor, what is the next step?
So once everything is cut, which we cut everything here in Los Angeles.
So for all of the millions of units are just in this building, this is where they're cut?
Yes, everything is cut right here in Los Angeles. And then what either it's sent over to our sewing floor across the street, or it's sent to Central America, where we're sewing the majority of our goods. And it's so great for us to have our cutting floor here because we really have full control over everything. So when the sewers in Central America are unloading each style color, it's all bolt together. So they know exactly what needs to be sewn with what. And it's not like we're sending 3001 white, black, and navy all in one pack. It's all just 3001 black.
Yeah, there's these huge pallets in here that I'm seeing, and they, you're telling me that this is all just one style, just one size?
Just one style, one color, but they are bulk by different sizes. So
oh, okay.
You'll have small, you'll have medium. And I didn't touch on this when we were by the cutting table, but we cut different sizes at a time so we can make sure that we use the most amount of fabric. So we'll cut larges with smalls.
Oh, okay. And that's just waste prevention.
Yes, yes. So we're really trying to use the most amount of fabric. But like I said, we recycle it all, so nothing goes to waste.
This is a crazy looking machine. Is this how you like shrink wrap?
Yes. So, you know what's crazy is this was done by hand when I first started working here 4 years ago.
Wow.
We had guys shrink wrapping each
around.
Pallet. Yeah.
Yeah, this machine, just so everyone knows what it looks like, it's like, I don't know, 40, 50 feet long, and it is a huge automated shrink wrapping machine that's just spinning plastic all over the pallets.
That goes in circles, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Packs everything really tight.
You need a lot of volume to justify that thing.
I know, right? Well, look at over here, all these pallets that are being stacked up to be waited to be shipped out to Central America. So
are you guys sending this on boats daily?
Yes, we have shipments going out weekly.
Oh, weekly, okay. Yeah, because right now we're standing in a big section of the cutting room floor that is nothing but pallets of fabric that's pre-cut. I mean, there's got to be like a thousand pallets.
And then we have the trucks that are waiting to be loaded. And then everything gets piled up and then shipped over.
Awesome.
And the turn time is normally about 6 to 12 weeks.
From them getting this and then
from
sending
them,
it back to you.
From them sending the cuts overseas and then back to us. So
when it's in Central America, they're doing a completely finished sewing. You don't do anything after that other than stock the inventory when it comes back
and
to the
States. And we QC it. We normally will
oh,
take
you have
one last...
American quality control?
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
They have it over there as well, but we always like to do one last round of QC.
Yeah.
Before we put the goods on our floor, so.
That's definitely one of the most important parts for sure. The amount of smaller brands where we've had some fun surprises has... I mean, it happens like at least monthly where we have returns. So it's nice to know that you guys are taking it seriously.
Yes. And, I mean, like I was saying, we have full control over everything having our warehouse here. But also the most important thing is we're providing over 1,000 jobs right here in Los Angeles.
Wow.
All of our warehouses are sweatshop free. And... Sweatshop free means that we ensure that all of our employees are being treated fairly and that all of our goods are being made in a safe working environment.
And are your, in Central America, are those facilities WRAP certified?
Yes. So we have a platinum WRAP certification, which really shows that we work hard to make sure that our factories are pleasant and comfortable places to work. And it's so important for us, but also it's important for our customers. They value that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our employees are paid like a Starbucks employee. And our sewers are even incentivized by how many shirts they sew a day. So
they can get bonuses for being extra efficient.
Yes, yes.
That's awesome. So once we leave this section, which is basically fabric land, mm-hmm. where would it go next?
So after fabric land, we then... We'll be moving everything to our sewing floor in Los Angeles. That's if it's being made here.
Okay, great.
So it's either being shipped out to Central America or it's being taken over across the street to our sewing floor. So let's go check out that sewing floor because it's exciting to see.
Sweet.
And it's an easy walk, so it's like a compound here. We have like four buildings.
Yeah, it's so massive. It's funny because you hear about, you know, millions of units, and seeing it is just a totally different number.
Yeah, I love bringing customers here and giving them the full tour because they can really understand how we do everything on the back end.
Yeah, it's so much different than like glancing at a website.
Well, for customers, they want to make sure that they understand how their manufacturer works and if they can support all their orders that they send out weekly. So for bringing customers here, it just gives them like a whole look inside to how much we do here and how we know what we're doing and how we can actually support them on a large volume scale.
Wow, this is phenomenal. So this is the sewing room here in Los Angeles.
Yes, so this is our sewing floor. And we have about 150 sewers on the floor right now. So
yeah, let's get a closer look.
And as you can see, we're sewing different styles, different colors.
Yeah, and side note, this is hands down the cleanest sewing room I've ever been in because most of them are like cotton fluff dust nightmares. So it's pretty incredible just how like professional it remains with this much fabric going through this place.
Yes, we clean daily, and I'm glad that you said that because we make sure that our, like I was saying, we make sure that it's good working conditions for all of our employees. So we keep everything very clean and tidy.
So tell me a little bit about how this line works.
Yeah, so each sewer specializes in sewing a certain part of the shirt. So as you'll see right here, she's sewing on the neck. Next to her, he may be sewing on the sleeves. So they're really an expert at their craft because they're sewing the same thing every single day. And like I was saying, they're incentivized by how many shirts they sew a day.
So somebody will do absolutely nothing but one part for weeks, or is this only on like a per project basis? Is there like the neck expert who's been doing
necks
there's
for the neck, there's
for
two the neck
years?
Expert, there's the sleeve expert, there's the side seam expert, because all of our tees are side seams. So, and we have so many different silhouettes in our line, and they're trained on how to sew each silhouette, but they do specialize in sewing a certain part of the shirt because we're moving through so many units a day.
Yeah. You can't wing it.
and this is how we're able to move through so many units a day because we have experts that are doing the same thing day in and day out, and they're moving through a ton of units.
So tell me a little bit about how this moves down this line and ends up with quality control, because I see these long tables of people checking the product.
Yes.
How are they checking them and what are they checking them for?
Once a shirt is sewn, it's sent over to the last round of QC, which is this table right here where you can see that it's checking for loose threads, making sure there's no holes. And then once it goes through the last round of QC, then it's sent over to our warehouse across the street. Ooh, it's so exciting. We have our newest fast fashion style right here.
Oh, what is it? Is it a secret?
No, it's not a secret. We can share it actually.
Hey, how exciting.
So this is our women's crop tee.
Oh, this is cool.
Crops sell so well, and we've added a couple crops throughout our full line in our fast fashion line.
It feels awesome. Is it mostly polyester?
Yes, this is our polyviscose fabrication, which is the main fabrication in our flowy collection. Our flowy collection is our best-selling women's collection, and the fabric is known for its amazing feel and fabulous drape. It literally is like silk.
Yeah, it feels really awesome. So when is this going to be available? Is it available today?
It's going to be available next week, so we're launching it on Monday. And it's really an appropriate crop. It hits right where the pant meets. And like I was saying, crops sell so well. And our fast fashion collection actually was really invented because we wanted to bring fashion to the wholesale industry fast.
Yeah.
We really wanted to bring trends that were trending in retail and bring that back into the wholesale industry. So fast fashion really mirrors what you see in your favorite retail stores like Urban Outfitters, Zara, Topshop.
Well, and actually I've used your blanks and sold to Urban Outfitters. So So like See, a lot of times yeah. you guys are actually, you are the retail brand. You're just being relabeled.
And we're bringing something new every single month. So we're keeping up with the trends and we're able to deliver because of this amazing facility that we have right here. It's at our fingertips. We have the fabric already on hand. So we're just using existing fabric and then just doing updated silhouettes. So.
Yeah, I really love that kind of evolution that you guys have been doing where it's not promo, it's premium wholesale product.
Yes, and we're really known to be the most fashion-forward brand in the industry, but we're known for our quality, our premium fabrics, our updated silhouettes.
And it's still a completely independent company, right? You're not a part of a bigger conglomerate.
Right, yes. So our company, and I know you had a podcast earlier with our owner, Danny, but the company was started by Danny and Marco, and they actually were screen printers. So they started off as screen printers. So they really know all the ins and outs of what our customers do on a day-to-day base. And we were really the first true women's brand, which was Bella. And then a couple years later, we created Canvas, which is our men's and unisex line. So anything with the Bella tag is our women's, and anything with Canvas is the men's and unisex. And yeah. It's so exciting for what we're adding for 2018 because we're adding so many new things.
but those are secrets.
Those are secrets. Oh, so you see our mauve? So mauve is actually our best-selling fashion color that we've added this year.
Yeah.
And I'll share a little secret. We're adding it to all of our top-selling fabrics next year for 2018.
So it's going to be across all your styles.
It's going to be across all of our top-selling fabrics in our best-selling styles.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really pretty color.
It's along the lines of your millennial pink.
Yeah, I think this is the one we did a foil video on.
Oh, yeah. This looks great with the foil.
Yeah, we threw like a rose gold foil on it.
That looks awesome.
It was sweet.
So once everything is sewn and then sent through the last round of QC, it's then sent over to our warehouse where it's stocked and waiting for all of our customers to start ordering.
Well, let's go see a very huge warehouse. Wow, so we are now inside of your warehouse facility where all of the inventory is being held, and it's humongous. This looks like it's gotta be at least like 300,000 square feet.
It's actually 328,000 square feet.
Oh, wow. That extra 28,000 really makes all the difference.
Hey, it does. It does. No, but this warehouse we just extended. So now we have 50 million units on our floor right now.
So physically right now we are looking at 50 million t-shirts.
Yes.
That is phenomenal.
Which is a lot of t-shirts.
And these racks are like 2.5 stories tall.
Yes.
I mean, this is like a 40-foot ceiling.
And just to give you an idea, each double row right here has about 1 million.
Wait, what? Every row that we're looking at has 1 million t-shirts?
If it's double racked, has about 1 million units, so.
That is phenomenal. So how exactly does it work here? Somebody puts an order in online or calls their rep. What's the process here in the warehouse facility?
Yes, so once an order is received, all of our pickers have to scan every order. So there's a PO number, they scan it, and that order is inputted into their scanner, and their scanner will tell them exactly where each style color lies on this floor.
Oh, okay, so that's all being done electronically.
Yeah, you see that we actually have carts that will take each picker to the exact row.
And so how does that work with, like, let's say Shirt Agency orders 20 boxes worth of junk.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a team of pickers getting different designs, or is one person getting it? How does that function?
So when one picker scans that order, they are picking everything in that order.
So just...
They are picking...
Just Joe is doing my whole order.
Just Joe will pick all... You said 20 boxes, but...
On a light day.
So all those 20 boxes, let's say of 3001 black,
mm-hmm.
Joe's going to pick. So he's going to scan your order number, and it's going to take him to the exact row and level where the 3001 black lives.
And you guys are having just one person do it as another way to ensure accuracy?
Yes. Well, we want to make sure that there's little room for error. If we had five different pickers picking one order, I mean, that leaves room for error.
Yeah, there's no one to blame, too.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and it's nice because we can actually track each order back to the picker.
Because they're independently scanning?
Because they're independently scanning it. We have full control over everything, and if we need to correct something, we can see who picked that order, and we can make sure that moving forward there won't be any more mistakes.
So you were talking about stuff coming back from Central America.
Yes.
Is that coming in to this building and then somehow being sorted?
Yes. So it will be unloaded, and you see that we have so many different windows where the trucks pull up.
Yeah, I mean, this is like 100 truck pull-ups.
So the trucks pull up and everything is unloaded.
And each one of these freighter things came like off a boat, basically,
yes,
right?
Yes. So
they're getting taken from the port, putting on one of these semis, and backed up into this warehouse.
And backed up into our warehouse. And
wow.
It's all piled up here. And then each style color has a specific place in this warehouse where it will live. And we're always moving things around, too, because we have to make room for newer styles, newer colors. And like I was saying, we just expanded this warehouse, so we're constantly expanding.
So when you expanded it, did you take it over from someone else, or did you build something?
Yes, we took it over from someone else. There was a wall right up here in front of us. And on the other side, there was a soda can manufacturer. So we went in, bought them out, and they moved everything out. But it was cool to see all the soda cans still piled up as we knocked down the wall and were moving all of our stuff in.
Yeah.
So they moved out, and then we've really expanded all the way to the back.
So how late are you shipping? Do you have like a late UPS pickup so that... I mean, because I've called at like 4 o'clock and it still came the next day.
Oh, it's very exciting.
How does that happen?
It's very exciting because we actually extended our cutoff time.
Yeah.
It was around 1 o'clock, but now we extended it to 4. So you can really call in your order at like 3:58.
Yeah.
And depending on how big it is, it can still go out that same day.
That's
so
amazing. So the UPS trucks must come at like 9 or something, right?
They'll probably come between 5 and 8.
Yeah, I mean, seeing this facility makes it so obvious why you're capable of always having stock. I mean, we always have known that we could rely on you for basics, like especially like black unisex shirts. Their stock's so deep, but seeing it just puts it on a whole nother level.
Yeah, it really does. And like I was saying earlier, I love bringing customers and giving them the full tour because they can really understand how we can support them as a supplier and how much we have in stock, because that's so important in this industry.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because when you're at like a trade show, you think like, do I like this shirt? And you can't foresee the issues that you can have if the supplier isn't up to that level of being able to sustain the actual inventory.
Right.
This is a cool automated belt system. What are we looking at right now?
So this is so exciting because this is actually new for us. Like I was saying earlier, we really are focusing on advancing all of our technologies. So this automated belt is unloading all of the boxes from all of the truckloads that are coming in from the port.
Wow. And it just keeps on trucking and
it
moving this stuff.
It just keeps on trucking.
So before you guys were using just forklifts or manpower?
Yes.
This is an unbelievable amount of loose boxes.
Yes, so it was manpower. So we would have a lot of guys coming in and unloading the boxes. Or if they were on pallets, they had an actual machine that would remove the pallets. It's really cool to see everything on this automated belt though, because it makes everything faster.
Yeah. Well, and you actually only have like, what, 7 guys working this belt with hundreds and hundreds of boxes moving at the same time.
Right, so they're
the
able...
manpower to do this would be unbelievable.
Yeah, they're able to unload so many more boxes a day because of this automated belt.
So how do you guys handle the marketing here? We've seen a lot of the production, but are you doing all of the photography and model shots here?
Yes, so we actually have an in-house photographer, and we use him for all of our e-com shoots. So anything for e-com, we're shooting in our photo studio across the street. And then for most of our hero images, which is what we call it for any of our lifestyle photos that we have for our catalog, we shoot those off-site. So anything that you see where it's like downtown Los Angeles, that's a hero image. That's a hero photo shoot. So all of our lifestyle shots.
Right.
But everything is put together by our marketing team here. So we really do everything in-house.
Wow. And so that team is already working on next year's stuff, I'm guessing?
So all of our 2018 stuff is pretty much all put together. We've been through a couple rounds of our 2018 catalog. Mm-hmm. Our color cards, all of our trade show booths, everything's pretty much finalized, and we're ready to go to battle.
So what should customers expect as far as availability in 2018? Is it mid-January, or?
All of our 2018 styles, colors, will be launched in January. That's pretty much...
So even just at ISS, we'll be able to see it?
Yes, at ISS, you'll be able to see it. And we launch everything January 1st. There might be an early launch in December, but that's, of course, a surprise. So we always like to surprise the industry and keep everyone on their toes.
Yeah.
We really go big or go home.
Yeah, for sure.
And we really march to the beat of our own drum. So normally, this industry launches, you know, once a year. Mm-hmm. We like to bring newness all the time.
Well, and so, with fast fashion, you're doing it practically monthly.
Right, we're bringing newness monthly. So who knows what we got up our sleeves. But yes, we're ready for 2018.
Awesome. So the thing I have noticed walking through these halls, coming back to the corporate offices, is that you guys just have like this crazy, nice culture. It's just, everyone just seems like happy. What's going on here? How is that happening?
Yeah, we have a really unique culture here. And as you can tell, I love my job. And it's so unique because we all really are able to be our own entrepreneurs. We have this entrepreneur mindset, and we bring so many new, fresh ideas to the table. And it's really cool to see our ideas come to life. Like I was telling you earlier, I really have this hybrid position where I'm doing our design, I'm working hand in hand with our marketing team, I'm not just doing sales. And that's really how most of our teams are here. It's all like a hybrid position.
Yeah, which has got to be so much more exciting to work like that.
We're able to learn so many different sides of the business, and that's what makes us so successful, because we really understand how this industry works. And marketing really works hand in hand with our sales team. I mean, you've seen all of our marketing launches with our Black Heather, all of our new fast fashion styles, everything on our website. We've really revamped everything.
Yeah, it looks incredible too. I mean, you guys, you feel like a full-blown retail brand that happens to sell wholesale, as opposed to like some of the other ones, it's just about cost, and they're just not selling that story.
Yeah.
So where are we now? We're in some sort of magical garden?
It's called our Zen Garden.
Oh, okay.
Which I love our Zen Garden. We got this inspiration from that restaurant called Zinc downtown in the Arts District. It's really nice to have this here because it's a place where you can come outside, bring your computer and work. You can take your lunch break out here. We do a lot of meetings out here. And you don't really realize that you're in the middle of commerce.
Yeah.
You know, you're in this magical garden.
Yeah. It is really nice. And you guys have so many like dogs running around and stuff. Do you guys just have like an open dog policy?
Yes, we are a very dog friendly company. We probably have 5 dogs that I would say are like full-time employees here. They come like every day.
That's amazing.
We have like our main work dogs, but.
What other like cool things are built into this building that I haven't seen yet?
So you didn't get to see our gym, which is actually one of my favorite things that we have here because it's so nice to be able to take a break. Like, you know, I'll normally go to the gym on my lunch break. Mm-hmm. Or I'll actually normally take a yoga class because we have yoga classes twice a day. So Danny and Marco, they really bring this into the workplace, their personal life into the workplace. They're both very healthy. They eat all organic. And they've built this amazing facility where we can work out. It's so nice to work for this unique company because they've really created lifestyles instead of jobs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really phenomenal company. I just walking around, it's been so cool to see everything. And thanks so much for giving me the tour.
Yeah, of course.
It's been fun to see it. And hopefully, you said that you might even start giving tours to other people in the future?
Yes. Starting next year, we are going to offer tours monthly.
Oh, that's going to be awesome for people.
Yeah, we're going to be able to give tours to really anyone. Yeah, it's going to be so exciting for customers to really come and see how we do everything on the inside and actually see our culture firsthand and get that feeling. It's all about having that feeling.
Yeah, well, and I mean, for me, it just makes me realize how worthlessly small time I am. Because you see this and you're like, okay, things can be bigger.
But no, that's the thing, is we're having so many people that are starting their own companies. And imagine what Shirt Agency is going to be in the next 5 years. You guys are going to have your own compound like we do.
Yeah. I think I need a Zen garden. Well, thanks so much for letting me stop by, and I'll let you get back to work.
Yeah, it's always awesome to talk with you, so.
Cool, and thanks to everyone for listening. Have a good week.
Bye, everyone.